This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So officials are warning parents and teachers to look out for a new vaping cartridge that looks like a highlighter. It's actually, when you look at it, it looks like a pen. Bright neon colors. It looks like it has the edge of it. Looks like it makes ink. But it's a vape. But what's even more concerning is it comes from China. Now, there's been a lot of concern of things coming out of China in terms of regulation, in terms of contaminants and safety. But we are being told that each of these devices that look like a highlighter have 50 milligrams of nicotine, which is equivalent to about 50 cigarettes. Now, that's a lot. They have flavors like blueberry ice, mango, strawberry, banana, and they're called highlight vapes. They're called highlight. This is not good. Now, Juul got ripped to shreds in the legal system because of their flavors, and they have to sell without the flavors now. But these are coming from China. As you know, nicotine could cause a lot of damage. Could affect the lungs, could affect the gums, the mouth. The addiction potential is underestimated. It's very, very addictive. Just one cigarette can make you addicted. But also nicotine can paralyze the cilia in your respiratory tree. And you need your cilia to spew out contaminants and pollution that come into the lungs. So nicotine could also cause lung damage by affecting your immune system. Now, as kids are going back to school, and as kids are tired or bored or not sleeping well, or you know, when you see the ads for, these vapes, they literally look like highlighters. And I'm nervous about that. Some research has shown that we have middle schoolers vaping, even below grade schoolers. And the numbers are rising. Why? Because cigarettes are going down. You know, kids are going to be kids. They're going to do something. And there's going to be a craze. And these vapes allow you to be very subtle and stealth. As opposed to a cigarette, you could smell that sucker down the hall. And teachers are coming to the bathroom and you get in trouble. Some of these people, I mean, how many times have you chewed on your pencil or sucked on your pen? Nothing we would recommend, but I would always have a pen or pencil in my mouth. Now these kids are having what looks like a highlighter in their mouth, and they're able to vape in class. So these vapes, we're being told by Daily Mail, are made by Shenzhen Amdesig Technology, based in Shenzhen, China. Now, the company on their website says these are not for minors. But just like what happened with Juul, you have these really cool, trendy colors, as well as flavors. Yeah, kids are going to want them. None of the vape products are supposed to be marketed to kids. So they will also, like beer. I mean, kids know that beers aren't marketed to them, but they'll still drink it. So these kids can hide their products now in plain sight from their parents. Now, because when their parents are like, okay, do you have all your school supplies? Yeah, Mom, look. look at my backpack, here's my pencils, here's my highlighters, here's my index cards. Oh, good, good job. Well, you have a good day at school, and they're just right there. Now, I guess in the U.S., you have to be over 21 to be able to buy one, but they're still getting them. And so, you know, I'm very, very nervous about the side effects and the long-term effects of this. We have seen study after study showing how vaping causes significant damage. And I also am concerned about us importing stuff that can go straight to our kids from China. Now, the U.S., according to Nikkei Asia, business journal, says the U.S. imported close to $7 billion worth of pharmaceuticals from China, which is more than eightfold from the $820 million the year before. So we are actually increasing our imports from China. Why? I thought we were supposed to be big back better, or bring back better, or get America to do more locally and domestically. And with the debacle with COVID and, you know, the back and forth, well, was it really from the lab? You know, when even our government says, look, with a level of certainty, certain level of certainty, degree of certainty, this came from a Chinese lab, they aren't saying whether it was tinkered with on purpose or not. Do we really want things coming from a country that has lax safety standards? Even if we don't want to accuse China of doing anything malicious, they are guilty of slacking on safety standards. And we're taking in these products, we're taking in pharmaceuticals. Come on. So I don't understand why we have such a dependence. Now, I'm not saying we ban all products from China, but if we are bringing anything in that could get into a child's hands, we sure as hell need to investigate it and check it. You know, these vape pens also leak chemicals. You're not supposed to have food colorings and food flavorings in your lungs. You know, something that's blueberry, that was never supposed to be a respiratory inhalant. A blueberry food flavoring is for your tummy. That's a much different lining. And we seem to not care. I don't get it. No, I don't want to, you know, have a complete boycott of anything from China, but are we checking? Are we, researching what we're getting? So keep an eye out for these highlighters that these kids have. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Here, we love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, Jason, our producer today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the FDA has approved the first maternal vaccine intended to protect newborns against RSV. Now, RSV is a horrible virus that can cause pediatric mortality. It can also affect adults as well. We have tests for it, but these kids that have wheezing and coughs and labored breathing, this RSV virus was basically our COVID for years in terms of child mortality and respiratory disease. We're like, what's happening to them? And as a physician, a family physician who's taking care of pediatrics, I was always on the lookout for RSV. Now we're always on the lookout for COVID, especially in adults, and we test kids as well. But RSV was so deadly if we could not control the inflammation and have control over the respiratory symptoms and make sure that the child was oxygenating, that we have been asking for a vaccine. But this is interesting because it is a maternal vaccine. So you would give it to the mother late in pregnancy such that the newborn would get antibodies. Now, it is still waiting from a CDC panel review and the CDC director sign off. That could take months. But it is kind of a fascinating concept to vaccinate the pregnant mom to protect the baby. Now, this isn't anything new. We give pregnant moms the flu shot all the time if they want it. It's not mandated. The COVID vaccine was recommended, again, if the mom wanted it. So this is, I'm glad that they're looking at it. It's just, I don't know how many moms or doctors are going to be initially on board, as we're always a little bit nervous, you know, because we can't necessarily study the fetus and, you know, we want to know that there's not going to be side effects. I don't think I have any details on the type. I'm assuming it would be a killed, inactivated vaccine like the flu shot. We don't give live attenuated vaccines to pregnant women if we don't have to, because we don't want to infect the fetus. So my guess is this would be the killed version of the virus, just the envelope of it, so that the body recognizes it, can make antibodies. So that's different than the mRNA vaccines of COVID, where we are injecting a piece of messenger RNA, your cells absorb it, get the instructions, do what it says in terms of making spike proteins, then present the spike proteins to the immune system, and then have the immune system learn those spike proteins. Because for some reason with COVID, they couldn't do the killed envelope of it. They had to do the mRNA, which is a fascinating way to do vaccines. It just made a lot of people nervous because this was one of the first vaccines, mRNA vaccines. We've had mRNA treatments, but in terms of a vaccine mass, you know, given to the masses, when people have side effects to vaccines, I sometimes look more at the substrate and the other components of the vaccine as opposed to just the vaccine. So when there were reports of people collapsing or going into cardiac arrest, or, you know, with the original COVID vaccine, I don't know if it was the potassium. There was, I think, a potassium iodide. I forget what some of the components that were in, or potassium bromide. I have to double check. Some of the components were then looked at. Well, maybe it's those that could be related as opposed to just the mRNA. But we're, you know, still, I think, kind of fumbling around figuring out, you know, where we are in terms of if there were side effects, which the CDC has reported, you know, what was the true cause. We believe the myocarditis with COVID and the pericarditis effects were due to spike proteins, but of the vaccine. But in terms of some of these other side effects, they're still investigating. So infants right now do have access to nirsevimab. Nirsevimab is a monoclonal antibody shot that we're giving infants under 8 months old to help protect against RSV. So they are hoping that the combination will then help prevent pulmonary deterioration if they get exposed to RSV. So the bronchiolitis is inflammation of the smallest airways. When a baby is struggling to breathe, they don't tell you, but you can first see signs by the way their nose is flaring. Their nose may try to flare open to try to draw in more air. They may not want to eat. You might see the skin in the ribs. It's called retractions, where it looks like the chest is sucking in the skin. That's a sign of respiratory distress. And RSV, being a virus, it can cause pneumonia, but a viral pneumonia. So antibiotics aren't as effective as if it was a bacterial pneumonia. Now, we do give infants vaccines to protect against pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia, but RSV has been very tough to vaccinate for until now. So they say 2 to 3 out of every 100 infants with RSV may require hospitalization. And so each year the virus leads to 58,000 to 80,000 hospitalized children less than 5 years old. Now, the newly approved vaccine comes from Pfizer. It's called Abrysvo. We have the vaccine for adults 60 years and older, because adults can get RSV. And it does stimulate the immune system to make antibodies against a protein from the virus. Oh, it looks like it's the F protein. The F protein is what the RSV uses to attach to human cells and cause infection. So the maternal vaccine being given third trimester of pregnancy allows the mom to build immunity. I know many people might be concerned about doing that, and it is. It's always tricky. It's tricky. Now, Pfizer said it is more than 80% effective at combating severe illness, especially for infants for the first few months of life. So they even found it to reduce risk as far as 6 months. Now, that's a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. So there were no major safety concerns, they're saying, or serious adverse events. 4 out of the 14 experts on an independent FDA advisory committee that met in May this year said that the data presented to them was not adequate enough to vote in favor yet, citing concerns that the data signaled toward an association with increased premature births. Now, it didn't necessarily mean it caused premature births, but if somebody wanted to preterm labor and they got the shot, they have to ensure that that's not why. So, you know, I am a fan of vaccines, but I am not a fan of mandates. And I am a fan of researching it well and giving people the choice. Because I have seen individuals. There was a doctor who went into Guillain-Barré, which can happen. It could happen with a cold and a virus, but it could happen with a vaccine. And he got the flu shot, and he ended up having paralysis, was in the ICU, still has survived, and was able to recover, but still has certain deficits. And, you know, that family has a much different approach to vaccines, because he almost died from one. And so this, if we could identify who would have a side effect to a vaccine, that would be ideal. But right now, the rare event of a side effect is still a crapshoot. And, you know, when people were hesitant on the COVID vaccine, I didn't blame them or vilify them like everybody else in the media, because we had just, you know, told everybody that you have that 1 in a million shot of being killed by COVID. So if you're telling people they have that 1 in a million chance of being killed by COVID, then you're telling them, but you don't have the 1 in a million chance of getting a vaccine side effect. It just, you know, people need to know. Yeah, you know, what is it? You know, am I going to be the 1 in a million or am I not? And not to mention, you had people like Bernie Sanders and multiple other politicians bag on pharma and criticize pharma for years. And then all of a sudden, you have the Biden administration saying, get your Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. And people are like, I thought we were anti-pharma. So, you know, it is probably going to save lives, and I'm very excited we have it, but I don't know if you're going to have a lot of enthusiasm in the beginning, because people are going to be a little nervous, and it is tricky. And, you know, if a mom is a little hesitant about vaccines, she's not, you know, crazy. She's just, you know, trying to weigh options, because she doesn't want to make the wrong decision with her child. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts continue in Southern California after Tropical Storm Hillary blew through. The rain tapered off Monday in L.A., allowing utility crews to work quickly to bring the power back on for many. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case. Economists say a government shutdown likely to happen later this year. Goldman Sachs released a report last night that says all of the ingredients for a shutdown are present. New funding rolling out for asylum seekers in New York City. The governor has announced $20 million to support migrants staying in New York City shelters. A backlog in the Panama Canal likely to bring supply chain delays. One of the most critical trading routes for the U.S. has been hit by drought and heavy ships cannot get through. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with
Extendo-Vite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendo-Vite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendo-Vite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendo-Vite is all natural. Extendo-Vite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendo-Vite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this next segment might not be very popular among some individuals, but I got to talk about this because we got to give some people a warning. I think they need a reality check. And I'm talking to those of you who never got your ass kicked. And I am identifying many of you out there, and I think you're at big, big risk for some things happening to you, and maybe you would have thought twice if you had the experience as a child, or many of us did on the school ground, of that kind of behavior got your ass kicked. So, for example, my husband and son, I was at a conference that was in Las Vegas, and what's nice is, you know, we stayed there at the hotel, you know, so we could support the local hotels and et cetera. So my husband and son decide to go and walk along the strip. And my husband's walking, and somebody from the opposite direction, so he never had any interaction with this person, doesn't know who it was, comes up to my husband. And mind you, my husband and my son are big, tall guys. Comes up to him. They're drunk. He's with a couple of his buddies. And takes his two middle fingers and shoves them in my husband's face. Like they can't do it on air, but... And then walks off. Okay, now I know. I giggled when I heard that. I mean, I would have never done that when I was, you know, in my 20s. Because, again, I would have gotten my butt kicked. So, coming up to a random stranger and doing a double flip-off. I flipped off my friends. Remember the flip-off game I did at med school? Now, that was a game that lasted a really, really long time. But I would never do it to a complete stranger. And so, thank God he did it to my husband and not somebody else. Because you trigger somebody else. That guy could have gotten clobbered. That guy could have been killed. My son was with some individuals on the strip, and this was a while back, and all of a sudden a fight starts to break out, and my son wasn't a part of the fight. He was just walking, and I guess they had to stand for the light. And then all of a sudden behind him there's this fight, and then somebody pulls out a knife. Now, we have fantastic law enforcement. They keep the strip as safe as possible. But my husband told me, he's like, that guy could get killed if he does that to the wrong person. Now, and my guess is that kid, as well as his buddies, probably never experienced getting their butts kicked. Right? Because why would you go up to a random stranger who's bigger than you? Then... I do telemedicine. I work for a telemedicine company. And some of these patients that call in, and they have sometimes their teenager talk to me on the phone. Some have such disrespect. And we're talking, so for example, there was apparently I had two patients in a row. I didn't know I was going to get two patients in a row because you get, all right. And there was a mom who apparently had some nausea. So she wanted Zofran. Well, she was taking a medication that has major, major drug interactions with Zofran, as well as other antiemetics. So I gave her some other options, but because I couldn't give her the Zofran for nausea, because she's on a medication some pretty serious side effects. In fact, I don't even think the pharmacy would fill it. She was rude, cussing at me. So I'm like, I'm sorry. Okay, call ended. Next patient was her daughter, her teenage daughter. Same thing. On the same medication, kind of a mood stabilizer. Interacts. Daughter wanted the medicine. Didn't get it. And we're talking maybe 16, 17 years old. The mouth on her. Now, in the old days, if somebody mouthed off to you in person, all right, you didn't even really have to threaten them with, I'll kick your butt. You would just kind of give them a look like, all right, it's on. Really? And they might back off. I actually developed that look. Right? And and I don't really think of me that scary, but I'm not the most petite girl. I'm not, you know, so... Maybe I am with women, maybe not with men. The look doesn't work with men. They're like, oh, yeah, let's wrestle. But with women, it seemed to work. But nowadays, if you even threaten, I'm going to kick your butt or I'm going to whatever, you're in trouble. In school, and I'm not saying we let kids beat each other up, by no means. All right? We want teachers and school officials to intervene because these kids can really hurt each other. But... I have no problem with us stopping any sort of child fight or, you know, violence in school. Absolutely, I support that. But how are we going to train these individuals to not mess with other people? And when they do take on this, I mean, I just, and maybe it's because I'm a Gen X, but when I see these videos of people approaching somebody wearing a mask or not wearing a mask and starting to mouth off to them, I'm like, where do you get your confidence? Where do you get your chutzpah? Where, what? I hope you have an army behind you. Why are you going up to random people getting into their face? Why are you going up to random people talking about their kids? You know, your kids should do this. Oh my gosh. When somebody comes up to you, I mean, they did it with me because I think I raised my kids pretty well, but somebody might come up saying, okay, well, you know, your kid should X, Y, and Z. Now, if your kid is wandering, can be picked up by somebody, absolutely. You know, I mean, I wouldn't scold the mom. I'd be like, I didn't want anybody kidnapping your child, so I brought them back over here, or I told them why. But when somebody's like, you know, your child shouldn't be chewing gum with their mouth open. Okay, you better get the hell out of there because you can get clobbered. Now, people think, no, you can't get clobbered anymore. In society, you can't do that because that person could get in trouble. But you forget we're humans. Humans are animals. Clobberings may happen before the person stops and checks themselves going, oh, crap, I could get in trouble for this. Even pushing somebody can be assault. And then if they fall and hurt themselves and then knock their head out and have a brain bleed, you could be in trouble for manslaughter. So for those of you who think you could go up to random people and flip them off, and mind you, my husband's been flipped off enough. Trust me, he's fine with that, but he was worried about these kids. They look like they were in their 20s. And get yourself so inebriated that you're going to make stupid decisions and you're going to start mouthing off or messing with complete strangers. Number two is don't think that the average person doesn't have a weapon. People have knives on them. People have tear gas. They have bear spray. They have guns. They have, you know, don't think that just because you're in a no gun zone, you're in the clear and you could do whatever the hell you want. Now, I get you might be mad. I get you want to unleash it. And I've talked about this. Maybe we need, you know, not only gyms, but areas where people can do their martial arts or whatever and just, you know, release on something that's not a human, get it out of their system so that they don't want to start messing with with other people. But when I see the abuse that is happening to people working in fast food, to people working in retail, to spouses, my husband's really, really good with me. He never is, and I think one of the reasons why is the very first time we had a fight and argued, I kind of gave him that look, like, I'm not going to mess with her. So, I don't know. I mean, does everybody need to get their asses kicked at one time? No, but if you've never, please don't mess with other people. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms,
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure you've seen headlines of that a quote-unquote U.S. government shutdown is more likely to happen than not. And it'll affect the stock market as well as the economy. I don't even want to tell you about my 401ks. I don't have a lot in there, so that's why I don't really complain about it a lot. I was a little late to the game because I just had so many expenses with family and student loans and all that, that investing. Also, when you're your own, when you own your own business, it's kind of hard to do. So I probably lost less money than the rest of you, but still, I'm feeling it. But according to, let me give credit where credit is due, this is according to Markets Insider, they say that, and of course my computer's acting up, that the U.S. government shutdown is more likely than not to happen. This is according to Goldman Sachs. Lawmakers, of course, sparring over government spending. They don't believe are going to agree on a budget in time. and that could affect stocks and economic growth. Now, I guess right now they're on track to shut down at the end of next month. And I think we hear this every year, a couple times a year. The government's going to shut down. Everybody's going to have to be furloughed. And then they always come up with a deal. They always do come up with a deal. But it's interesting to hear Goldman Sachs talk about this. They said the federal government looks more likely than not to temporarily shut down later this year. This has looked fairly likely since the debt limit deal in light of the thin House majority and the lack of consensus on spending levels. And things are getting a little more heated. Even though President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made an agreement in June to suspend the national debt limit through 2025, there's still a lot of disagreements about the budget in the coming fiscal year. Plus, I think the U.S. credit rating was downgraded, and that has also been kind of stoking more fears. And we're apparently one of the big discussions and big headlines is government trying to write off student debt and money coming in. Meanwhile, they also want to spend. And so it does look like it might be a little bit more contentious. I always am very optimistic. I think eventually we'll all be able to, they'll come up with some sort of a deal. They always do. But what if they don't? They say a government shutdown would, you know, not necessarily be as catastrophic as a debt default, but it can cause a huge, huge hit to the economy. And our economy is already kind of unsteady. And I'm a little nervous because many of you who got Social Security increases didn't feel, and understandably so, that it was enough. I'm seeing prices skyrocket for food, for clothes, for cat food, poo-poo powder. I had to buy kitty litter. We call it poo-poo powder. And oh my gosh. I mean, I've been kind of cleaning out the boxes a little less frequently. I used to, the second the potty dropped, I would catch it before it dropped. Cats would be like, can you give us a little bit of privacy, please? And like that Zohan movie where he caught the hair before it fell down. I mean, I would try to catch the poo-poo before. Now I'm like, okay, you know, maybe I'll put it off till the weekend. Things are getting more expensive. Toilet paper and our power bill getting ridiculous. And I get it's the summer, but still, gas. So I was went to probably one of the cheapest gas stations in town. I was still at $4.59 a gallon. And so people are kind of concerned. The government offered every Maui resident $700. Okay, that's not going to cut it. Maui needs a lot more help than that. But where's the money coming from? Well, people owe us money, so we get, you know, I'm hearing that a lot of people aren't paying the taxes that they're supposed to. That we have a lot of individuals not working, so then they're not paying taxes. You know, my big thing with people not returning back to work is then who's paying taxes? If you're not making money, then you're not putting money into the system. So if you are relying on, you know, government money, and, you know, somebody could say, but Dr. Dahlia, why would the government want that? If the government needs money, why would they want a lot of people needing their money? Well, it's control. If you're making benefits and another president comes in saying, oh, hell no, guys, the gravy train stops. You got to go to work if you're able and you're healthy. Then guess who that person's going to vote for? They're going to vote for somebody that is going to keep giving the benefits. And also, you know, if I could be honest, we do have a growing number of people with disabilities. There are many individuals that cannot stand 8 hours a day, cannot sit 8 hours a day, have severe neck pain, back pain, have blood sugar changes. Now, I'm not sure if Social Security is still like this, but you used to not be able to get Social Security if you could still, you know, even if you could answer phones. You know, they're like, if you can answer phones, then do an answer phone job. But now it seems like it's a lot easier to get the benefits, even if you can't do some things. You know, I wouldn't be able to be a roofer. No, but can I answer phones for the roofing company? Yeah. So they'll say, well, then you can work. And I don't know if unemployment, you know, in all states is as rigorous as it used to be. Go and show us the proof that you applied for a job and that you were not offered the job. And you had to keep doing that on a weekly basis to keep getting your checks. Now, I think it's we'll take your word for it. So, yeah, I am a little nervous. Because if the value of the dollar is falling, I'm seeing what's happening to the stock. I mean, yeah, the stock market overall might have gone up, but not, you know, not the stocks my mutual funds are in. So it is concerning. You know, I think Mark Cuban had spoken about how to get rich quick. And his advice, I think, was to save money and invest. Now, mind you, he got rich because I forget what platform he made. And then I think he sold it to Yahoo. Which, by the way, guys, that's where I notice a lot of people make their money. They build something that somebody wants, and then they sell it for millions or billions. And now they have money to invest. You know, I saw that with a doctor who had made medical practices. And then he built these, and then he could sell it to a bigger company. Now, if you can build something that somebody else wants and somebody else will pay for, you're golden. I don't have time for that. I'm just too busy. I can't come up with something. And I mean, I have come up with ideas. I just don't have a team to do that. But, you know, his advice was, you know, save your money and then invest. Well, it's getting harder to save your money if every time you go to the gas tank to drop it almost $100. Or every time you go to the grocery store. I try to pick up a few things for dinner, we're at $100. No wonder people want to go to fast food. It is cheaper to go and get fast food than to go to the grocery store and get what you need to cook a healthy meal. As far as I'm concerned, you know, if you want to really fight the obesity crisis, you know, we need to make food cheaper. But food's not being cheaper because of the supply chain crisis. You heard about the Panama Canal. The Panama Canal has hundreds of ships on both sides backlogged. So now we're going to have supply chain issues as these people are weeks out from bringing in their products. So whenever there's fewer products, fewer supply, more demand, prices go up. So I don't really like to talk about the economy much because, you know, we all kind of know it sucks. But these are some things to think about. And, you know, we're going to be having Christmas season. And, you know, by the way, I'm a fan of buying Christmas presents early before they get jacked up in price. So if there's anything you think you want for Christmas, or to buy your family for Christmas, kind of watch the prices now. And then kind of take a look at what the prices were maybe around Christmas last year. And if you think they're cheaper now, maybe get your Christmas presents now. 1-877, Doc Sally, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job?
change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.